It is the Joe and Alex show, and I'd occasionally take like a Lyft or an Uber if we're going to go like to Broad Ripple. I think I've taken it a few times if we're going to go like to Revel or something if I go downtown.
Yeah.
You know, you want to go out and drink and have a good time, but don't be dumb and drive.
Totally.
Well, producer Marquet, you just pretty much take Uber and Lyft for a living. We found that out yesterday.
Yeah, I take it everywhere.
You just dropping that fat cash right there. Uber sees producer MYK, and then they're like, all right, good morning. Well, there's a list out here that actually was released by Lyft and some Uber drivers, too. It says the 10 most common things that they leave behind, and some of the stuff in there is pretty typical. For example, there's phones. You ever, like, and if you've left any of these behind, like in a cab or an Uber, I'd love to hear from you, like Alex or producer, I'm okay to chime in. Phones, rings, keys, wallets, like your eyeglasses or maybe your sunglasses, your purse. Oh, that would suck so much. License or ID, gloves. I don't know if there's like
that makes sense.
Wintery gloves, maybe phone chargers, and once again, glasses are on there. I had a buddy. I remember we just went crazy one night, and he left his phone in there. It was like his iPhone, but you could track your iPhone.
Yeah.
Because like the Uber driver would not like return our call.
That's really rude.
So like we eventually showed up at their house. We're like, hello, hello, and this little girl answered, and her, you know, can we talk to your daddy? And the dad had the phone. He's like, oh, I was trying to get a hold of you. Like,
Yeah, right, dude.
Funny, because there's like 100 missed calls, and we're calling it right now. Oh,
that's weird.
Now it rings. So that's not too weird, though. But here's some of the weird things, though. They said that they've actually had people, like, get in the car and then end up accidentally leaving in the car. Nordic, I believe, walking poles. Like, I think it's maybe, like, if you're in the winter, like, doing stuff. Does that make sense?
I mean, it's weird, but maybe if you're in that part of the country or something, you need it.
But those are expensive. Those actually cost a lot of money. A bulletproof vest.
Whoa.
Salsa verde.
That's strange.
a vacuum cleaner. What are you like? Are you like one of those, like, are they curvy, the people that go door to door?
Yeah. Why would you have that with you in an Uber?
That sucks. A diary. That could be kind of personal. Nintendo. A smoke machine. Like what? Like a fog machine maybe?
Lit.
Getting ready to go do some magic tricks for the kids. A cutout of an elf.
Okay.
Maybe
it was Flat Stanley or something.
A potted plant. Which, you know, I don't know, maybe you're transferring it from home to the office.
Yeah,
you
maybe
know,
it's a gift.
Some potted greenery. Or a pot plant?
I think if it was a pot plant, we would have never heard about it.
Maybe it was in Denver.
And finally, producer MYK, I don't know if you've ever left this behind or not in an Uber or Lyft, a lobster.
A lobster?
A lobster. I do not know if it was alive or dead, but it says that one customer left behind a lobster, like a real-life lobster. I don't know if it was dead or not.
Ew.
It wasn't like a dinner, like I went to Red Lobster and got a to-go box. It was like a complete, like, banded up, you know, in the claws lobster.
Weird.
So next time you're driving this weekend, if you get into an Uber or Lyft, like, I would check the floors and look around and be like, wait a minute.
Yeah, imagine if you were wearing flip-flops and that thing pinched your toes while you were driving.
What's that lobster doing in here?